Welcome back, everyone, to the Party at My Place right here on the Michigan Business Network. And please travel with me for just a bit. We're going to head over to Little Bavaria right in Frankenmuth, and I'm trying to check on what time it might be. If any of you have ever been there at the Bavarian Inn and watched the Glockenspiel tell you what time you need to be where, well, this is where we're at today. So I have with me today Amy Zender Gossi. So welcome, Amy.
Thank you, Sue.
Yeah, tell me a little bit now. I know that you are the granddaughter of Dorothy Zender.
Correct.
Okay, you lucky lady. That's quite a tribute to your whole family, but she's quite a lady. She certainly is. So
she is.
That special person that we all admire so much and respect. But tell me a little bit now. You've got a big celebration year of the Glockenspiel, the big clock at the tower.
That's right. We're celebrating 50 years. Since the Glockenspiel was, since it first chimed, it was imported by my grandfather, Tiny Zender, in 1967.
1967. I wondered about that year. So, and it came from Germany, correct?
It did. It came from Germany. There's a company over there called Korfhage and Sohne, which is Korfhage and Son in Germany. And they built it there. It was designed there. It was built there. It was assembled there. And my grandfather went over with his good buddy. They watched it there, and then they took it apart and brought it back here to install it.
You know, I knew Tiny, and I can just imagine, and I could see him going over there with a good buddy and just checking this over, and it would have to be perfection. It would just have to be, but he would have so much fun making it happy and able to bring it back and place it right there in Frankenmuth. So my hat's off to Tiny. That was a great, great, magnificent clock that he was able to bring back. So, but tell me now, there's some history about this, and I still want to know, does it chime every hour, every 15 minutes? What's the story?
Well, it chimes at noon, and then at 3 p.m., 6 p.m., and 9 p.m.
Okay, and I know
so
there's many people.
Times.
There's many people that stand outside waiting for that precious moment when it starts to chime. And this goes not only in the summer, but it also operates all winter long, doesn't it?
Oh, yes. It's every day. Every day. We did have, this year, we actually had to turn it off, and we, I guess, renovated all of the insides and everything outside. And so it was down for a couple weeks. But other than that, it's every day.
Every day. Well, I think maintenance has to be done on all of those good things like that. So we forgive you for 2 weeks of maintenance. That was pretty wonderful. So I also want to know, now you're sitting right there at the Bavarian Inn and the lodge and all of those good things. Tell us what's happening in Frankenmuth.
Well, we are, you know, summer is kind of winding down, but for us in Frankenmuth, it's just getting started. The party's just getting started.
Yeah.
Next weekend, we have Labor Day weekend, and so we have lots of visitors that come kind of just for the end of summer hurrah. And then the following week is Auto Fest, where we celebrate lots of oldies and cars that come into town. And then the following week is Oktoberfest.
There you go.
We're really getting going.
This is a traditional. Oktoberfests are held in September.
Correct.
Yeah, we're going to drink to that, aren't we, Amy? We're going to have a big cold one to that one.
Yeah, that sounds great.
Yeah, it sure does. But now lots of music. And I'm going to go back to Oktoberfest. That's one of my favorite times over there. And the polka music and all the people having so much fun. How many people are you expecting for that?
Oh, gosh. You know, here at the restaurant, it's a very busy weekend for us. We would probably serve maybe 3,000 people on that Saturday. So it's a big weekend. It's very festive. It's fun to walk down Main Street because almost, I would say, 25% have German clothes on. It's just really neat. We wear a lot of our traditional costuming all the time, but that weekend, we have lots of visitors that come and are wearing their dirndls and lederhosen. And so it's a great time to celebrate our German heritage.
Yeah, it certainly is. And that's what so much of this is about. And Frankenmuth has been able to just embrace the heritage, the culture, and done such a terrific job of that. So it's always fun. I was over there just a few nights ago, chicken dinner, walked the streets.
Oh.
And something that I have to share this with you because it was the fragrance of the flowers.
Oh, yes, really, on Main Street.
Yeah, they overpowered the chicken. And it was the fragrance
of it.
Oh,
no. I don't know if that's a good thing.
Well, it was.
But they are beautiful.
It was. It was beautiful. And it was a beautiful evening. And I couldn't help but, you know, do a second take around because it was so wonderful. And then the carriages are coming by, and went over to see the mill and the water and water and things. Just a beautiful sight. Walked the bridge, got in all kinds of trouble, you know, all the fun things to do over there. So it was great. But tell me now a little bit more about some of the activities coming up. Christmas will be upon you very soon in the holidays.
Yes, I know. It's hard to think of that right now. But
so here comes another reason just to come to Frankenmuth to see the beauty of the holidays.
That is, yes, we have lots of visitors that come. It's become quite a traditional trip that people take in the fall and closer to the holidays. And our town is just decked out for right. Christmas. It's just beautiful. So,
and I'm sure
I invite all your listeners to come in and come and visit Frankenmuth.
Sure. And I'm sure that the Glockenspiel, this is the 50th year, the special anniversary, thanks to Tiny Zender and his good friend. But here we are celebrating the big clock. So if you come into Frankenmuth, we want to make sure everybody has a chance to see it. So it's 12, 3, 6, and 9, correct?
Yes, correct. Okay, and then the music changes, the bell towers, the music changes seasonally. So right now we have summer music, and you know, you might even hear Take Me Out to the Ball Game. But we change that in the wintertime, and it plays Christmas music.
So I did not know that.
Something a little bit different.
Sure. So I get to come all four seasons now, don't I?
Yes, please do, Sue.
Lots of good chicken and lots of good friends and parties and just a great, great time. So, Amy, I want to thank you. This was wonderful having you on the show today. Please tell the entire Zender family and the staff over there that we said big thanks for everything. Once again,
I will. Right. Thank you.
Once again, this is Sue with the Party at My Place here on the Michigan Business Network.